Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Pete Duncan, Macoupin County Clerk. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Pete, we are here discussing once again, we did a little brief synopsis of the upcoming March primary and things like that, but time's really upon us now, and I think there's some rather interesting things about this year, at least for us here in Macoupin County, in that this is a primary that sort of is going to be different for Macoupin County voters, in that we have some contested races, and we also have a few incumbents which are causing a contested race, but a few incumbents that won't be rerunning, and so it's going to be a little different look this year for a primary.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I went back and looked, and I think, as far as I can tell, in the last 50 years, there has only been one other year where two incumbents have both decided to not run again. And that there were an open primary in both cases. And that was back in 2006 when the treasurer at the time, Wilma Cox, decided to retire, and Circuit Judge Joe Koval also retired. It's a little bit unusual for us to have two open races next year.
And, of course, this year, the contested races will be for state's attorney as current state's attorney Jennifer Watson, I guess, choosing not to rerun, and we're going to have a contested race in that one.
Yeah, we've got two candidates there running. That's the first time that there's been a competitive primary in the state's attorney's race since 2004, so that's also been a little while.
And the other one is not a contested race, I guess we should say, at this time, but we also have an incumbent, as we were speaking of, Mr. Targetta will not be seeking the coroner's position again, and so that'll be another little change.
That's right. Yeah, right now the deputy coroner, Anthony Carvagna, is the only candidate running. So won't have a competitive primary, still may have a competitive fall election, depending on how things go. But two new elected officials for sure next December when they get sworn in.
While we're talking about a little bit of different primary thing coming up or not, I know here just a couple days ago, I guess you had to have some lotteries. Now, I know that's not an unheard of thing, but again, for a primary, enough contested races within one's own party that you had to have a lottery?
Yeah, we did. Anytime ballot order is determined by when candidates file their paperwork to get on the ballot. So if I file first, I'm going to be first. You file second, you file second. So on the very first day, when we open our doors at 8:30, if both of us were there running for the same office, we have to have a lottery to see who is going to be listed first. So we had two of those this go-round, which is more than we normally have. So we had the state's attorney's race and then also County Board District 2 down in Bunker Hill and Dorchester and Hilliard Township. The two incumbents there both had filed it first thing, so we had to do a lottery there as well.
We've discussed a little bit of some of the rarer moments this one's going to present for us, but overall, as far as the primary, there's not a great deal of contention once we get past some of those full county races, right?
Right. We've got, so far, because, we'll see what the state hands down for us for anything higher than countywide. But countywide, we've got the state's attorney's race on the Democratic side. And then on our county board race is basically the only primary is up in District 7, which is Verdon Township, North Otter Township, and part of Girard Township. We've got three Republicans running there for one spot. I'm sorry, for two spots.
We have a primary election, but yet there can still be a contested race after that, right? After we have a primary, say, is there the mechanism where people could enter by the general election time?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So after the primary, if either party has not nominated someone, so, for example, we'll just say the state's attorney's race, there's no Republican currently filed. So if after the primary, the Republicans have the opportunity to appoint someone to fill that vacancy, so their name would be on the ballot in November. Both parties have the opportunity to do that until basically the end of May. That's usually the deadline. So there's that opportunity. And then the other opportunity, which we we'll have one for sure, I believe, if folks want to run as an independent candidate. After the primary, there's a petition circulation period where they would have to get so many signatures, depending on where they're running, and then they would be able to be on the ballot as an independent. We've got an independent incumbent up in that Verdon District 7, who, as far as I know, is planning on filing in the summer. So even though we don't have a lot of competition at the moment in some of these races, we'll probably have a little bit more come November, because even like down in Bunker Hill, we've got two Democrats running for two spots. We've got two Republicans running for two spots. So not a competitive primary, but that's certainly going to be a competitive election come November.
Sort of makes it, I guess, you being the head sort of elections here at Macoupin County, it sort of makes it interesting when you do have this kind of activity going on versus, you know, sometimes, as many people know, it's pretty well straightforward what the election's going to be as far as, say, some of the local offices.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is 2020 is going to be a night and day difference from the local elections we had back in April, where some of those races, there weren't even candidates on the ballot. And, you know, turnout countywide was only 11%. So, yeah, it's always nice to see a little activity because that usually means we'll get some more people voting.
The thing about the primary election is, it seems funny to say, but within, I guess we can say, days of us recording this program, people can at least start indicating that they want to vote in the primary because they can do what the vote-by-mail paperwork and things like that.
That's exactly right. December 18th is the first day that someone can request to have a vote-by-mail ballot mailed to them. They would have to fill out an application, so we can either mail them an application or they can apply online. We'll build all those applications up, and then on February 6th, we'll have a big batch of mail ballots that will get mailed out to everybody to be able to vote.
And then with all the new rules that we've had over the years, it's pretty well a snowball effect if you can vote in many ways besides just at your local, say, precinct for people to vote.
That's exactly right. Between the vote by mail, and then we'll also have early voting starting on February 6th as well, and that'll run all the way till the day before the election. You know, election day really anymore is just counting day. The election's going to start 6 weeks before we count, and we'll work all the way till March 17th.
How is it going right now? We did an update concerning the new voting machines that were coming for Macoupin County. How is the new voting machines in relationship to the primary and stuff going?
Yeah, so we have the new voting machines in-house now. So they're here and ready to go. So they will be used at the March election. We're working with them a little bit in-house as staff to get familiar with them and ready to answer any questions that may come up. We're working on setting up some election judge classes so that they'll be ready to go, because I think they're going to be really excited about how easy to use these are. And then we'll probably have some type of public events in February to let people that, you know, might want to see the machines, get a feel for them before they actually come vote, have that opportunity around the county. And, you know, just a reminder, I say voting machines because that's what they are. But everyone should remember, you can vote a paper ballot. If you use the voting machine, it will print you a paper ballot. So no matter what, you're going to have a paper ballot, and that's how your vote will be counted. I want to make sure people feel good about that, because I know that's always a big concern.
And, of course, we discussed another matter, and it hinged upon there was some talk about precincts changing and things like that, and it was at the time... you indicated that we're going to wait for the census to come out before there was any actual real precinct changes. Is that still where we're at concerning if anything would change as far as the number of precincts in Macoupin County?
That's exactly right, yeah. The county board gets to make that decision, and I think their feeling is we'll wait until 2021 after the census comes out, after the state redraws the lines for the congressional and state senate and state rep districts, and frankly we'll probably have to redraw some county board districts as well, because it's been a little while since that's been done, and they're a little unequal at the moment. So there's going to be a lot of changes coming for that 2022 election, which seems so far away, and yet we'll probably be here before we know it.
Just one other question that I was thinking about is the voting that will go on now in the primary. Of course, voter participation may be increased because we do have some contested situations. And of course, with the November, as one who is in charge of the election process here, does this look like it's probably going to be a pretty good turnout when we get to the main general election in November?
Yeah, I'm anticipating that the primary election is going to be a pretty good turnout. I'll get a better feel for it here in a couple weeks once we've got some vote-by-mail requests coming in. But yeah, at the moment, from everything I've seen, from the people already talking about wanting to vote or getting a vote-by-mail ballot mailed to them, I have a feeling November might be the biggest turnout we've had in Macoupin County in quite a long time. So we're bracing to try to make that as easy as possible for everybody, whether it's my staff, election judges, the voters themselves, because it's probably going to be a pretty busy and hectic election.
And Pete, before we let you go, you might want to remind everyone again, too, that if they'd like to sort of keep up on the election stuff or want election information, or maybe they need something concerning their registration, you have online that availability.
That's exactly right. So our election website is MacoupinVotes.com with an S at the end of votes. From there, you can check your registration, register to vote if you need to, request your mail ballot. We've got information, and I also have a video demonstrating the new voting machines and how you would vote with them for folks that want to see it. So I would definitely encourage everybody to go there. I'd also say, you know, we're on Facebook, Macoupin County Clerk. We try to keep things pretty updated on there, keep everybody up to date on what might be happening and what deadlines are coming up with the election. So, yeah, either resource is great for folks looking for info on the election.
Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.